There are 260 rough sleepers around the city of Adelaide, and they're currently staying in hotels and motels around the city. And the state government is footing the bill, with local homeless services running the new operation. Hutt Street Centre Chief Executive Officer Chris Burns told me that for all the newly accommodated homeless, it's been a very welcome change.
The common messages that come back are that they're just grateful to have a roof over their head that they can call home, if only for a brief period of time. But really the strong message that's coming through is that they feel safe. They can lock a door at night and know that they can sleep soundly and that they are safe. And we're taking this opportunity to use the time while they're in the hotels and motels to start helping them to prepare to move into more permanent accommodation. So for the most part, they are deeply grateful for the opportunity and are making the most of it.
And enjoying having a soft bed to sleep on.
A soft bed to sleep on. They're getting good food. We're providing takeaway meals, which we ask them to come and get because that gives us access to them to see how they are going, and then that gives them access to the other services we provide. Now, for instance, we have an RDNS nurse here, and everyone that comes through, we're trying to give them a flu shot. So bringing them here to get takeaway meals just gives us the opportunity to provide those other services that we normally provide.
Are they missing the sociability of being with other people in the street? Because, I mean, everybody's feeling a bit isolated at the moment, but for people like that, it must be particularly intense.
I think they are. But I think that's the benefit is if they come to us to get their meals, at least they get that opportunity to get outside. And whilst initially we had to explain to them the whole circumstance and why they needed to be physically distant, they get it as well as everyone else does, and they comply with the distancing and hygiene protocols. I think like all of us, they're missing that social cohesion, that community connection that we have in a normal day, but still, they're still greatly appreciative of the opportunity to have that safe place to stay each night.
Now, this was an initiative of the state government, is that correct?
It was, absolutely, and all praise to them. It's brilliant that they stepped up. Yeah, it's a significant investment, and it comes with the legacies. You know, when all this is over and done with, what we've got to do is find more permanent accommodation for these people. You know, we're already starting to move people out of hotel rooms and into more permanent accommodation.
Were you surprised, though, by the speed and the ease of finding shelter for the rough sleepers when health became the issue?
Well, it's not something I think hotels and motels would normally offer, but the circumstances of the whole COVID-19 crisis, there was a lot of vacant rooms available, and with the government stepping up and offering to pay the bill, I think the hotels and motels, who I must say have been tremendous in supporting our clients and helping them out and being very tolerant. You know, they haven't stayed in hotels and motels for a while, so I think it's everyone just coming together in this time of crisis and just helping these people who are some of the most vulnerable in our community. It's an education for all of us, I think. And I think it's breaking down a few myths and misconceptions, and people are seeing that, you know, these people who are rough sleeping, they don't want to be homeless. It's circumstances that have led them there and given the opportunity to get out of homelessness. They want to get out of it. And if they can be part of that journey of getting them out of homelessness, they want to contribute. It's a tremendous experience to go through, actually. It's setting them on the pathway out of homelessness, which is a tremendous opportunity.
On another front in Adelaide, a group of Indigenous women and children from the APY lands, who found themselves unable to return when the lands closed off, are now being accommodated by Baptist Care, who've opened their Adelaide Hills campground to the group. I spoke to Graham Brown, CEO of Baptist Care SA.
The SI's group that have come in, I think yesterday it was at about 30, but I anticipate that by the end of today it might be at about 50 women and children largely. And they seem to have settled in there just brilliantly. The women and children are telling us that they're loving it there, they feel safe, supported. And we've been really pleased to work with our interagency partners to make that work beautifully. The Aboriginal Sobriety Group has come on board to assist with transport from the city to the campsite. We've had the Ngunkawarra Nyinti, which is the Aboriginal health provider from the city that have been providing daily support up there with nurses. And we had the Barossa and Adelaide Hills and Fleurieu local health network last week went up with team of about five with a doctor and nurse and other allied health workers and ran a clinic and took the opportunity to do full health checks on people and identified a whole range of issues, I understand, which are now being followed up. But it seems to be meeting the need for the moment.
Are they anxious about being separated from community and country?
I just spoke with one of our staff today. I understand not so much anxious about it, that, but they would be very happy to head to their homelands when the opportunity comes. They understand that that's not possible at the moment, and they just seem to be appreciating the fact that we've got a beautiful rural setting for them to live in family groups in the facilities there. The campsite has a nice open fireplace and beautiful new accommodation facilities and kitchen dining facilities that we've just upgraded. I think they're largely pretty happy there.
Is there any anxiety about COVID-19 and are there social distancing measures in place? Is that hard? Because Aboriginal families are big and close and it's difficult to keep people apart, really.
Well, look, I'm sure they're doing the best they can. As you say, there are separate accommodation units up there, all with their own facilities, and it's a large site, so they're able to go for walks around the river's edge and that sort of thing. And there's activities for children, and they're keeping themselves entertained. But we're pleased to be able to do what we can to support them.
And what are the pluses you see in this happening? Because of all the upset in all of our lives, there's some good things coming out of it as well, aren't there?
Well, there are good things, and this is a time for all Australians to come, not so much physically together, but to work together to keep each other safe. And I believe this is a unique opportunity for us to see the best of our nation coming through. And the relationships that we have between Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people, these are really important relationships. And I think there's a great opportunity here to learn something more about the richness of that relationship. And I encourage everyone to be looking for the flashes of light that shine off the silver lining out of this cloud.